Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. If a fluid is considered incompressible, how does any hydraulic system create pressure? An engine's oiling system bows to the same laws of hydraulics. Pressure is created by limiting or restricting flow. A garden hose with no nozzle has a high rate of flow but little to no pressure. With the nozzle, discharge pressure increases but flow drops. A restriction is required to increase pressure. Pressure pushes the oil through the intricate engine passages and creates an oil wedge between the crankshaft journal and the bearing. The oil wedge differs from the main and rod bearing clearance. It is much thinner. Oil system pressure is the cumulative effect of the bearing clearance, both rod and main, the viscosity of the oil, and the length, diameter, and surface finish of the oil passages, along with the output of the pump. Most engines employ one of two oil pump designs, a gear type or a rotor type. A minimum industry standard for oil pressure is 10 pounds per square inch for every 1,000 RPM. An engine that idles at 700 RPM needs a minimum pressure of 7 pounds per square inch and should increase as engine speed goes higher. At 3,000 RPM, the engine requires a minimum oil pressure of 30 psi. Oil is also used as a coolant. The greater the volume, the more heat that is removed from critical engine parts. If the bearings are worn, the engine will require a higher pump output to maintain a nominal oil pressure.